Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. I'm going to do my best not to lose my temper. I'm going to talk about some things that really bother me. And I'm going to give you some tips from my book. That's what this hour is all about. So, what bothers me? Well, I was at a business office, and I was offered a cup of coffee. Mrs. Finelli was with us, and they have this K-cup machine, these little tiny single-serving cups of coffee. And I've been to Sam's Club and Walmart, you know, Chinese factory outlet, and they sell that you can buy these cups. And for your convenience, you can pop one of these little bad boys into the machine. You can make a cup of coffee to your single cup. And so people buy these machines, and they are so expensive. I can't believe how much these machines cost. So during the break, I went to Amazon, and you can get a Keurig, which is like the original brand, for as little as maybe $60 for the tiny one, you know, the mini one, for great Christmas present. You can use this little machine to do all kinds of damage to the planet. So for $60, you can get the mini one, and for a lot more, like this is from Amazon, $267, normally $334, but you can get it for only $267, and it would be the commercial one that you'd have in an office, or you can get, you know, the K-Duo Plus machine for $225 from Amazon. Now, what does it cost to make a cup of coffee with this machine? Between 50 and 75 cents per cup. So I did a quick calculation. I wanted to know, how much is a cup of coffee at our farm? I'm going to tell you. So we buy coffee when it's on sale. And the 30-something ounce can, like 34 ounces, it's about $8.84, maybe $9 a can. And we can make, using 2 ounces of coffee, we can make 10 cups. We don't make it really, really strong. We don't make it like mud. We make it so that it is it's pleasant to drink. So if you do the arithmetic, you'll find out that we would use about 52 cents worth of coffee daily. And then we use the brown filter. Sometimes. We have one of those inexpensive Mr. Coffee type or Black & Decker coffee machines. And that thing's been going for at least 15 years. So, and how much was it? It was $20 or $15. Works fine. Clean it out with some white vinegar every once in a while and flush it out with some filtered water. It works great. So, if you were to do it that way, it's 52 cents for the 10 cups of coffee. All 10 cups, you know, 5.2 cents per cup. And then the filter would be, for all 10 cups, 2 cents. And then 1 cent for electricity. You had 52 plus 2 cents for the filter plus 1 cent for the electricity. That's 55 cents for 10 cups. It's 5.5 cents a cup. That's 1/10. That's 1/10 or less than the cost of 1 cup of a K-cup or Keurig-type single-serving coffee. But here's where I'm frosted. I don't mind if people are so stupid and so ignorant that they want to make a single cup of coffee. Where I have a problem is the enormous amount of waste that's a result of it. So where do those K cups go at the end? They go in the trash, right? So how many of these? Well, in 2014, that was before this thing really got moving. 9 billion. 9 billion of them, well, actually, that was in 2013. 9 billion of these K-cups ended up in the landfills in 2013 or were incinerated. 9 billion. This Keurig machine was invented in 1997, 15 years later. There are 20 million of these machines in the American homes, 20 million. So there are 20 million stupid Americans, ignorant Americans, reckless Americans, careless Americans, 20 million. Now, that doesn't mean just 20 million cups, you know, one a day. No, because there are multiple people in the family. So this is per home, 20 million. So far, they've sold over 30 B with a billion of these disposable coffee pots. They are made with four layers of specialized plastics, topped with a plastic metal foil. They are virtually unrecyclable because there's different plastics. You can't just melt them down and reuse them because they contain different types of plastic and this metal foil or plastic metal foil cover. And they're non-biodegradable. What a great idea. Who came up with that? So let's say a person, well, make it me. Okay, let's say I lived in a neighborhood. I don't. I live on a farm. But let's say I lived in a neighborhood. Let's say I had a quarter of an acre, half an acre, third of an acre. And I had neighbors all around me, you know, neighbors to the left, to the right, behind me, across the street. And I saved up those, you know, those little Keurig K-cups because I didn't want to put them in the landfill. And I had an old Weber grill in the backyard. And I put that Weber grill in the middle of the backyard. And so let's say I had 3 cups of coffee a day with this silly machine. 3 cups times 7 days a week, that'd be 21 cups. So, you know, as someone who doesn't want to fill up the landfill, I decide I'll just burn them in the Weber grill that I don't use anymore, right? So every week I just go out there and I get some charcoal lighter fluid, sprinkle it on these K-cups in the Weber grill, you know, kind of a dome-shaped grill. I leave the lid off so there's plenty of air so it doesn't smoke too much black smoke. And I set them on fire. You know, to do the right thing for the neighborhood, right? What do you think would happen? You think any of my neighbors would come screaming at me? What are you doing? Have you lost your mind? Well, that's just little K-cups. Come on. What's the big deal? 30 billion of them. So, I'm livid about that. Absolutely livid. How can we be so dumb as to buy these silly machines because it's convenient? Okay, so let's move on to Starbucks. I know it's popular. I know it's a status symbol. I don't have the status because I don't walk around with a disposable Starbucks cup in my hand. I've only had one cup of Starbucks. And the only reason was one of our meetup group walked up to me, heard me say that I'd never had a cup and I never would buy a cup. He walked up to me and handed it to me. It's like, hold this. So I held it. He goes, that's yours. Now you can't say you haven't had a cup of Starbucks coffee. That was the first and last. I'm not interested in that status symbol. I'm not interested in having a K-E-U-R-I-G brand coffee maker or something similar or a cheap version, an unbranded version of something that uses these disposable, trash the environment, pollute the world machines. Starbucks. So how many How many cups of coffee do you think they sell a day? How many cups do you think they use a day? 8 million. Actually, it's a little more than 8 million. Think about that. 8 million cups go into the trash every day. For years. There's no end in sight. So what would happen if you took your Starbucks cups and, you know, poured out any little drops of, you know, liquid that remain in that cup and, you know, saved them up for, you know, the Saturday afternoon burning in your Weber grill. And save them up there. You know, wait until you get about 10, 20. Save them up and then light them on fire. And do the same thing with your Keurig K-Cups. Light them on fire. What would happen? I'm not suggesting you do it. I'm just trying to make a point. How ridiculous this is. So what is the waste at the Finelli family from making a 10-cup pot of coffee each day? Well, we use about 1 cent of electricity if we were to buy it, but we generate our own. So that goes away. And we use the brown coffee filters sometimes. And they're maybe 2 cents a piece. You buy 100 of them for less than $2. You get those at the Chinese factory outlet or wherever you want. I'm not recommending the Chinese factory outlet in any way, shape, or form. But I'm just saying that that's the price you can get them there. Or you can do what we have done. And we have bought the gold filter. And they're $7. And you can wash it out. And not use those brown coffee filters. And God forbid you use the white ones because they contain dioxins because of the bleach used to make them white. Paper's not white. Trees aren't white. Wood's not white. It's tan. Kind of like the brown color of a brown coffee filter. So if you use the white coffee filters, you're killing yourself. The brown ones are much, 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 much better. Better than that would be the gold, if you can clean them. And you can. You can wash them out by hand. And they'll last thousands of cups if you take care of it. Or you could do something else, and that's what we like to do, and you can buy a stainless steel percolator. And who makes the best one? In my opinion, Revere. Revereware. R-E-V-E-R-E space W-A-R-E. Revereware. And they're hard to find new ones, so you're going to have to buy a used one. And you can buy them on eBay. And heck, they've gone really expensive. I'm looking at them now. They used to be, you used to be able to get them for $20. Yeah, maybe $5 shipping. No, not anymore. Now they're 40, well, 30s, you know, mid-30s plus shipping to 50s. They're stainless steel. They've got a basket. And they work great. And they will last generations. Ours are from the 1960s. We have a couple of them, different sizes. And I think you'd be delighted if you bought one. They have a six, I think, maybe a six cup and an eight cup and then one that's a little bigger. And they work great. So that's my little vent about carelessness and recklessness. And what are you going to feel and think when you see somebody walking around with a disposable cup of Starbucks coffee? What are you going to think? You're going to think, yeah, there's a smart person. There's a brilliant gal, brilliant guy. Is that what you're going to think? Or are you going to think that person's careless and reckless and doesn't give a darn about anybody? Same with the K-Cups.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking with Steve Elkins in Florida, and he was asking me about two-cycle engines. And I said, hey, Steve, he wanted to know what kind of oil to use. And, of course, you use two-cycle engine oil in a two-cycle engine. The way a two-cycle engine works is it has two strokes rather than four strokes. There are no valves, per se, in a two-stroke engine. It's less efficient, but the engine uses a mixture of oil with the gasoline. Now, some of these engines have a separate reservoir for oil, like a chainsaw, and for the gasoline. Others have, you mix the gasoline and the oil together. And the oil vaporizes in the carburetor, and it becomes a mist, and that is the lubrication inside the engine. There is no crankcase that splashes oil around. So it's only the oil that's mixed with the gasoline that actually does the lubrication and the cooling of the internal parts of the engine. So it's important that you have the right amount. Well, Steve was telling me that his equipment, the generator uses or recommends 50 to 1, meaning 50 parts of gasoline to 1 part of oil. So 50 ounces of gasoline to 1 ounce of two-cycle engine oil. By the way, two-cycle engine oil is not the same as four-cycle engine oil. So you need to buy two-cycle engine oil. And I said, don't do it. See, it used to be that when two-cycle engines were first made, they used 16 parts of gasoline to one part engine or two-cycle oil. Then they improved the engine to use 24 parts of gasoline to one part of oil. So there was less oil. less smoke, because it's hard to burn that lubricating oil. And then 32 to 1, so 32 parts of gasoline to 1 part of oil. Then 40 to 1, then 50 to 1. And some might even hit 100 to 1, 100 parts of gasoline. Well, that's not much oil. And so I said, take it down to 32 to 1, because that's what we do. Even though it recommends 50 to 1, we use 32 to 1, meaning almost twice as much oil as they recommend. And what happens? Well, the engine runs a little cooler, smokes a little more, but it runs way, way better and will last much, much longer. Now, if you idle it, if you idle like a chainsaw or a generator, what will happen is the spark plug will tend to carbon up, and you might have to clean it more often. But if you run it normally, the way you'd normally run a chainsaw or a generator, that's probably not going to happen. So we even have two-stroke or two-cycle, a two-cycle dirt bike, and we have a two-cycle four-wheeler. And we do the same thing. We use 32 to 1 rather than the 50 to 1 that's recommended. And these devices are, one of them is almost 30 years old. No engine problems whatsoever, none. So I think that would be like the litmus test or the acid test of, does it really work the way I'm recommending? And the answer is it does. So I suggest that you consider that. Now, don't blame me if you don't like it, and don't blame me if it doesn't work. Do your own research. But that's what we do. And the report back from Steve Elkins in Florida was that it ran so much better using more oil than recommended. So I like 32 parts of gasoline to one part of oil. Okay, so that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Another thing I wanted to talk about was, I mentioned this before, shaving in the shower. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you shave in the shower, you can sharpen the blade of your razor, and you can get probably easily a month out of a blade, easily. I've gotten as much as a year. Yeah, I said a year out of a single blade. And the way that I do it, if I use a disposable type razor, and Schick has a two blade disposable razor, if you're going to buy them, they, I believe, make the best. The two blade Schick disposable razor, and it can last you easily a month. Longer if you sharpen it the way I'm going to tell you. So if you shave in the shower, you put the soap in your right hand and you rub the soap on the palm of your left hand. Then you move the blade backwards across the palm of your left hand. Be careful you don't cut yourself. And by moving it backward, the pressure of your skin with the soap will resharpen that blade. And you have to rinse the razor every time you use it and shake it dry. It'll last a month at least.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Pensacola, Florida, where sheriff's deputies confirm that an active shooter at the naval base there has been shot and killed by police. There are reports of several injuries. The U.S. Navy has now confirmed that two people, aside from the shooter, were also killed. The base was put on lockdown for some time. Retired Navy aviator Stephen Geiner says the base is the home of the Blue Angels, and there are 16,000 people living on that base.
He's in that it's almost all exclusively for training, and so there's a very large civilian population, so would not be surprised to see if there were civilian casualties.
The U.S. Labor Department reporting that the economy added 266,000 jobs in November, the biggest jump since January, the unemployment rate returning to a 50-year low. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm going to say something that might be a little upsetting. I was talking with Sunny Skidmore last night. She's a USA Prepares instructor. She's 90 years old, and she called me from the nursing home where she's receiving care. And we were talking about all kinds of things, and we were talking about radio and ratings. And I mentioned to her that I have zero interest. This will sound self-serving and conceited and me first, but it's not meant to be. I mentioned to her that I really don't care about ratings. In terms of trying to find what people want to hear and talk about that, I'm not interested in trying to find out what people want to hear, you know, because the GDP, we can't fix that. But there's no way that we can fix the vast stupidity, the vast ignorance that's out there. So I'm not trying to do that. But I am interested in talking about things that I'm interested in. And that's what we do. So I just want to tell you that that's where this comes from. We are not interested in being everything to everyone. It won't work for us. And I will not sell out my values, my morals, for increased ratings. I'm only interested in teaching things that I think are important. And I'm only interested in working with instructors who feel the same way. And I'm going to bring one on right now. Welcome, Guile. How are you?
Good morning, Vince.
and you and I have talked about this off the air.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have. You bet. You know, I was going to kind of chime in with your chainsaw scenario and different things like that, too. I love it when you do these things because you've thought things through so well. I don't know, a few years ago, I picked up at a garage sale for $8 a electric chainsaw sharpener, the chainsaw blade sharpener. And it's a little wheel, and you can set the angle and the depth and that you want with this. They don't charge you very much even here. I mean, I think if you bring your chain in, they'll sharpen it for you for like $2.50. Well, it seems to me like every time I used to take those things in, they'd take off half of my chain, half of the tooth. So I stopped doing that. And I started doing it with a file, which I'm pretty decent at it, I got to admit. But just the electric ones where I can set every tooth so that I know that it's perfect and only take off the minimum. And I sharpen the angle, make it a little bit more dramatic. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's a wood-eaten, all of my saws now are a wood-eaten burgers. And to also piggyback on your oil solution, I kind of settled on 40-1. My chainsaws all call for 50-1. I run steels, but also to add an exclamation point to running it thicker, I run around 40, and I have a steel chainsaw that I have been running for right at 23 years. It's an old 031 steel. And I have since gotten found really good buys on 040, 036, and an 034 to an 036. But they're a little lighter weight and a little bigger, a little more powerful saws. But that 031 still runs. I mean, it's had everything happen to it that could be done. And it still starts and runs like a champ. And I find that the steels, anyway, because they run at such a high RPM, when I drop the oil ratio down there to 32-1, they ran okay. But like you said, you do have to clean that spark plug more. And I have found that with my 031, 34, and 36, if I go up to 40, I don't have to clean the spark plug, but about half as often. The other thing that is incredibly important, I've burned up two Husqvarnas, so I kind of went away from them. I've just had incredible luck with steels. But the big thing that is seeming to be very critical with steel chainsaws is they have a design on them, for sure with the 034 and the 036, where the air cleaner will get clogged up with dust somehow, chainsaw dust like crazy. And so pretty much almost every time I take this saw out, if I'm going to use it a lot, when I get back, it has to be I take the air cleaner off and spray it out and clean it and so that it's ready to go next time. But it does tend to be one of those things that makes a big difference if you're cutting a lot of wood.
Yeah, I've got a couple quick comments. Number one, I wanted to mention to you that George will be joining us on Monday. We're going to be talking about guns, rifle, pistol, shotgun, and reloading, things that you need to know class. And so Kyle and George and I will be doing. And I think we've got roughly 150 years of experience with guns. So none of us is a gun store owner. But we've got experience with them, so we'll share that with you on Monday. And you mentioned the chain and grinding, and I've done the same thing. as you. We used to bring our chains to have them sharpened, and it was $3 here in the corrupt state of Missouri. But that was not the point. The point was they did exactly what you said. They wanted to make sure that they took off half of the cutting surface of the chain, and they would overheat by grinding so quickly, they would overheat the cutting edge and they would become softer, and they work fine for a short time, and then they would stop cutting as well because they overheated the chain. So not only did they wear out our chains faster by removing the cutting surface, they overheated them. So what Kyle's talking about is you can sharpen your chain and take off, you know, like if you're sharpening a knife, you can just sharpen it and sharpen it. Pretty soon you don't have much of a knife left. And that's the same thing with the chainsaw chain. So you want to take off the absolute minimum each time. You want to do it slowly so you don't overheat the cutting surface, so that it will stay hard and remain sharp longer. So for $8, what a deal. You get better deals than I do by far. I can't compete with the deals that you get. Even though if we were going to run a race, you're going to beat me by a long shot. But I try. And those kinds of things are not around here because people are really poor here, and they don't have things like that to sell. They don't sell, you know, really cool, top-of-the-line tools. They just don't. If you want to buy a lathe, you're going to look for a long time. If you want to buy any quality equipment, you're going to look for a really long time before you can find it here in Missouri. So, but I'm agreeing with you, but I like the 32-to-1. 40-to-1's fine, too. I just think more for us, and we don't have steel. Well, actually, we have one steel chainsaw, but a small one, like a limbing saw. But ours are Husqvarna, and I've had it with Husqvarna. The case of the main body of a Husqvarna chainsaw is plastic, and it will vibrate ultimately and crack. And so when you need a replacement for the plastic that you hold on to of a Husqvarna chainsaw, it costs half as much as the whole darn chainsaw did. So that's it for us. We're moving to steel.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend of mine who is a Husqvarna guy, and that's fine, you know, but he only buys, and he'll buy brand new saws, don't get me wrong, but he only buys the professional line of saws from Husqvarna. Are yours professional, or are they the homeowner type?
No, ours are the farm grade, so they're... I don't know if you'd call it professional, but it's the farm grade. They're like $500.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's actually I burnt up two. Is it called a rancher or something along those lines?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
I had two of them, and I burnt both of them up. And I was running the same exact thing that I was running in my steels. But the steels would just keep going, and they're still going. And I burnt two Husqvarnas up. In fact, I've got one setting up in my loft right now that it just fell apart, basically, you know. And I was running it, like I said, the exact same gas, exact same everything. Mm-hmm. But it was a lightweight saw, and I liked using it. It just I couldn't get more than about, I think I got 3 years out of one. And I only got two out of the other, and so I kind of just I just left Husqvarna alone.
Actually, they have become a miserable company. They used to make pretty good products, at least for a while. They made a fabulous rifle. I mean, a Husqvarna hunting rifle, you know, as good as it gets. But and that company's really old, you know, hundreds of years old, literally. But that orange Husqvarna chainsaw, even though it's like farm grade, it's still lousy. And not only that, I tried to contact Husqvarna corporate to say, what gives? What's with this saw? And I can't even get them to respond. You know, the only way you can contact those turkeys is through messaging. You send them a message, and it goes out into the ether, never to be seen again. So I'm done with Husqvarna. I will not buy another one of their products. That's it, period. And we're moving to steel.
I totally I agree with you. The other thing you mentioned on the Husqvarna rifle, people don't realize that sometimes J.C. Higgins, which was a Penny's company back then, Penny's used to sell guns. And Montgomery Ward actually sold guns, and they were getting Husqvarna to build the rifles for them, and then they'd turn around and stick their little brand on them. But if you check out, it's made by Husqvarna. I bought a friend of mine's son who was just starting out, absolutely beautiful, 30-06 with a beautiful wood on it. It said J.C. Higgins on it, and we got that for $300 with rings. Because somebody thought, you know, it doesn't have a brand name. It's not a Remington, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And we went out and sighted this rifle in, and with factory ammunition, we were shooting a 3/4-inch group at 100 yards.
Well, that's like what we're doing. And they literally made fabulous, fabulous rifles. And I believe J.C. Higgins was also sold at Sears, Roebuck and Company.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yep.
Because
it was theirs.
Yeah, my first bicycle, I only had one bicycle, was a Sears Roebuck and Company J.C. Higgins. Still have it from the 1950s. It was way too big for me. My dad bought me what was called an English racer. I mean, that was the terminology. So it had thin tires rather than the American Schwinn, which was really heavy frame. So this was a lighter weight. It was magnificent quality. I don't know who made it, but it was branded J.C. Higgins. So those J.C. Higgins products were quite the cat's meow. They were really, really fine. And it breaks my heart to think and to know that Sears is just on, it's on life support. And they're going down. And it was so good because they had people who would evaluate products. And they would look at the products and they would say, here's what we want. This is the quality we want. These are the features we want. And they would build it so that you could get maximum value. If you bought a Kenmore, a Craftsman, a J.C. Higgins, it was like best in class. And you didn't have to worry about making a mistake because whether you bought good, better, or best, within the Sears line, it was all good, all of it.
Yeah, amen.
Now,
that's true. It was all good, yep.
Even their, what were they called, good quality. Now, Kyle, please stick with us if you'd like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we're talking about some tips that I've written down in the book, and I wanted to mention one of them with Kyle. By the way, Kyle, I get a number of calls here at the farmhouse, and your name comes up. And when people talk about Kyle, they say, I'm paraphrasing, but this is darn close to a quote. I really like Kyle. He is so sincere. He's real. He's just a great guy. I'd love to, you know, be his neighbor. I'd love to meet him. That's what they say about Kyle. No one has said anything different from that. I just want to tell you, that's the reputation that Kyle in Montana has. Kyle, rule number 9 here at the farm, this applies to everybody at our farm, you will carry a knife. And when our children, one of them was in high school, I said, you know, rule number 9. Well, Dad, they don't allow knives. I said, well, that's their rules. My rule is you will have a knife. Now, if you don't show anybody, no one's going to know. So you will have a knife in your pocket. And so our son, who was started the public training camp at as freshman year in high school, his first time he ever went to school, you know, other than home school, he had a knife in his pocket all the time. So I'm admitting that on the, you know, worldwide. Kyle, do you have a rule similar to that in your family?
Even my daughters carry knives. I have come across about, I don't know, it must have been 10 years ago. I was talking to this friend of mine and who I hadn't seen for a long time. And I know he whipped his knife out. We were working on a little farm project thing. And he whipped his knife out and it had this weird coloring to it. And it was one of those super cheap little $3, $4, $5 knives. You know, it didn't have a plastic handle, but that's about as still close. It did not have a plastic handle. So, you know, it was about as close as it came. Well, I thought, man, that's weird. I asked him about it. I said, so what in the world are you doing? I've never seen a knife with that coloring. He said, well, I'll tell you what I do. I don't buy expensive knives anymore because I just have a tendency when I'm working out here that they get lost. They get hung up on, you know, hay, or they'll get hung up on a baling twine or something and yank them out of my pocket and I don't even find them again till the spring or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So he says, I buy these cheap knives and then I get my torch out. He said, first thing, I sharpen them really sharp. He said, and then I get my torch out. And I slowly, but I mean, I go quick with the torch back and forth, really quick, and I slowly heat them up to red hot. And he said, then I'll have ready a can of cold used motor oil. And he said, as soon as it gets red hot all throughout the blade, I drop the whole knife into this cold used motor oil. And it comes out with this coloring, but it also makes it so that the edge lasts forever. And so I had a whole bunch of knives. I ain't got any money, and so about the only thing I can afford to collect is knives. I never met a cool knife I didn't like, kind of, you know. And so anyway, I started doing that with all of my knives, and it is absolutely unbelievable how good that works. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's heating and oil quenching. Yes, a great way to go. And yes, it does work. So, Kyle, the knife that I prefer for our family, I mean, yes, they get lost, but I keep one on the inside of my pocket and a little clip hangs on the outside. So all my jeans have this wear mark where the knife goes in and out, because I carry one with me at all times. I use it on the farm. It's a tool. And if I get stopped by somebody, you know, do I have a weapon? No. I have tools. And so the knife that I think is the finest, best value that I have found is one made by Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R, and it's called a paraframe. Now, they have a little one called a mini, and they have a standard paraframe. So it's a metal handle, metal blade, lock blade, and they're about $10. As a matter of fact, the TSA confiscates so many, steals them, so many of them, you can buy stolen merchandise in the form of a knife on eBay. I'm looking at it right now, and it says that they're confiscated. These are all kinds of knives, and they sell the paraframes, and you can get them for maybe $7, $8, $9 a piece shipped. Okay? So everybody in our family has one. They hold the edge really nicely. They clip on the inside of your pocket, and just a little clip shows on the outside so they don't fall out of your pocket. And they don't wear a hole through the bottom of your pocket. So that's what I carry. And I use it all the time, and we cut things all the time. And one of our instructors and I were at the scene of an accident. A guy crashed into a concrete piling with a traffic light on top and deployed the airbags, knocked him unconscious, and we had to cut him out of the car. And he just pulled out his knife and with a serrated edge sliced right through the seatbelt. And there were a bunch of us at rescue, and we pulled them out, and then, you know, while the car was on fire. So you need to have a knife that's sharp enough to cut your seatbelt. Kyle, any quick comments?
Well, I have a Gerber in my pocket, is just as we're talking. Exactly. I don't have the paraframe, but I have one just like it, very similar.
There you go. And none of our discussion today was orchestrated. I had no idea that Kyle was going to call in. I really appreciate you calling in. And Kyle's going to be with us in Georgia, New Hampshire on Monday. And we're going to talk about guns. So, and we'll answer your questions. If you want to call in, we'll answer your questions. But we will not tell you what we have. That's off limits. We're not going to tell you what we have. But we'll answer your questions. That's Monday. 2 hours. Kyle, thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.